Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet. Holding 50 million rounds of ammunition. And the sales that they have on some of this stuff are outrageous. Go check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. There's an old saying out there that those who ignite a fire should be responsible for the cost of suppressing it before it becomes a conflagration. In this case, where the Brady Bunch convinced a bunch of grief-stricken parents to out of Colorado, Aurora, Colorado, to sue an ammunition purveyor. The judge threw it out of court. And then he said that somebody is responsible for the attorney fees for Lucky Gunner in this particular case. And that was left up in the air, and the Brady Center ran away. Now the court has ordered the Brady Center to pay the more than $200,000 in attorney fees and costs to several internet-based FFLs that the gun control organization wrongly sought to hold liable for the tragic and criminal Aurora movie theater shootings. This is a striking blow to the Brady Center. The court chided the lawsuit as being nothing more than a political ruse and an opportunity for the center to propagandize the public and stigmatize online retailers. Yeah. Coming from Lucky Gunner, they said clearly the Brady Center had no real legal claim and solely sought to damage or destroy the legitimate business of internet retailers and invalidate the Federal Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act and the state laws protecting them. The underlying opinion has been appealed to the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals, so we will continue to provide updates as the appeal proceeds. Then, then they lost in a lawsuit in Alaska. An Alaska jury found in favor of a former FFL retailer in the case of the state of Kim versus Cox. The wrongful death action, originally filed in 2008, alleged the former retailer knowingly transferred a rifle to a vagrant after a man stole a rifle from Rayco Sales, leaving $200 on the counter. Then he used the rifle 2 days later to commit a murder. The Brady Center attorneys went to trial alleging theories of negligence and negligent entrustment, but the actions of the former retailer, including immediately telephoning police, were sufficient for the jury to find in favor of the defendant. That's just funny. It used to be, in a lot of cases, they could make some of these outrageous claims. But as we're going to find out, some of these claims don't go unchallenged all the time. This is a bad blow to the Brady Center. This is bad. I mean, $200,000, they don't have a lot of funding coming in. I mean, they don't have nearly as much as they can possibly cover at any given time. And this is a significant financial shock. This knocks the wind out of them. But as things go along, there's interesting things afoot out yonder. Now, PolitiFact, which leans very heavily left, looked at President Barack Obama's claim that this doesn't happen in other advanced countries, which we already know. We know that that's not the truth. The problem is that I'm not in the mainstream media. I'm in a big media outlet, no doubt about it. But I'm not in the mainstream media. The low-info voter doesn't know about me. So, PolitiFact, however, they listen to that stuff like, oh my gosh. A flurry of PolitiFact readers, some of them prompted by articles, objected to Obama's claim. So PolitiFact decided to check it out. And they point out an important point to make right off the bat is that many of the critics have pointed to the first part of Obama's claim that this type of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries. As we'll explain, the critics have a point here. Mass violence, including mass shootings, happen in a wide variety of countries. However, the critics have truncated the quotation, leaving off the next sentence, that it doesn't happen in other places with this kind of frequency. That's not fully correct, but it's not quite as wrong as the first claim. Here, this is them showing their left side. Okay, they can't simply go out and say, well, you know, it's because there's a lot of things to base this upon. All right, most of these other countries where these things happen, like Germany and Norway and England and all these other places, we'll get out there and say, well, they're the West, they're the free world. They're not as free as you might think. They're not as free as you might think on a whole lot of levels. On a whole lot of levels. So, that thing is something that has to be taken in consideration. The other thing that has to be taken in consideration is that gun ownership, even in these places where these things happen, is heavily restricted in a lot of cases. And the fact that they still happen despite that, for some reason, PolitiFact should have just gone with the whole part about it doesn't happen in other advanced countries. There are, Jacqueline Schildkraut of the State University of New York in Oswego and H. Jamie Elsass of Texas State University. They've been collecting and analyzing mass shooting incidents in 11 countries covering the period from 2000 to 2014. Cited from the United States, the countries they studied are Australia, Canada, China, England, Finland, France, Germany, Mexico, Norway, and Switzerland. They also looked at less developed countries, but they were excluded since Obama specifically mentioned advanced countries. In their table, well, there's lots and lots of, shootings out there. And I don't know what they include in the mass shootings. I think of the kind of shooting that we saw in Charleston as the kind of shooting we saw in Aurora and the kind of shooting we saw at the D.C. Naval Yard and the kind of shooting we saw at, which are very rare events, Sandy Hook, Columbine, Virginia Tech. Those are very rare events. Now, because they happen so rarely and because they happen in all gun-free zones, normally we have a very horrific body count involved in those. But their chart shows that the United States does have more shootings than the other 10 nations combined, partly because it has a much bigger population than all of the other countries except China. But looking at the chart, you can see that these kinds of things happen. In an area like, England, where they had 23 people killed in a mass shooting event, one mass shooting event, total victims 23. 12 people killed. One mass shooting event. But they don't have guns, for the most part. Guns are very heavily regulated in England. Easy to see. In any event, we're coming up on the next break, or first break, rather. When we get back, we will continue on. Coming up next hour, Larry Pratt, we're going to talk about the political fallout of this Charleston shooting, what it's going to mean, some of the things that may be coming down the pike. Just to be looking at it. And we're going to look at some instances coming back of mass shootings in other countries. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, equal housing lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for detail.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is this place where there's three guys there. Between the three of them, three young fellas. Young guys. They have 80 years of gathering ammunition, experience among them, purveying ammunition, ordering ammunition, selling ammunition, retailing ammunition. That's a whole lot of time invested in something like this, especially, you know, with the, you know, online, it's not been around that long. So they know all the major manufacturers. They know all the ways to get the ammunition. They know all the ways to save the money when they buy the ammunition so they can pass that savings on to you. And it's all available to you right now at ammunitiondepot.com, where they're now carrying the Rattlesnake brand of ammunition. Go check that out, ammunitiondepot.com. Looking at mass shootings still, you know, the claim Obama made. let's look at, there's been a few horrific things out there. And these lend themselves to certain things that actually go against what he says. In July of 2011, 80 people were killed in Norway after Anders Behring Breivik, a political extremist, bombed a government building in Oslo and then went on a shooting rampage on the island of Utøya just outside the city. 2009, in Winnenden, Germany, teenage gunman killed 15 people. The majority of them, children and teachers, killed at a secondary school. He shot two other people before killing himself when he was cornered by the local police. 2008, in Kahjoki, Finland, a gunman shot 10 people to death after opening fire in a classroom at the School of Hospitality. After killing the students, the shooter burned the victims' bodies. That sounds rather gruesome. Now, that's just three examples. Now, here's the thing about this stuff when we're talking about frequency, okay? The United States has a fairly big population compared to most countries. Not countries like India, not countries like China, but definitely like all other countries. Besides those two, we're up there. And per capita, we're nowhere near the top when it comes to frequency of mass shootings. So let's compare that. Calculating the way they show the United States in the upper half of the list of 11 countries, we did rank higher than Australia, Canada, China, England, France, Germany, and Mexico. But we don't rank number one. Our mass shooting fatalities per 100,000 people is 0.15, which is 0.15 more than it should be. I concede this to you. But we had a lower rate than Norway, which was at 1.3 per 100,000. Finland, 0.34 per 100,000. Switzerland, 1.7 per 100,000. Of those countries, Switzerland Switzerland actually has compulsory gun ownership, but they only had one incident. But because of their population, that 14 deaths ran the total up pretty high. Indeed, in the United States, prior to Sandy Hook, the average loss of life in a mass shooting incident was 14.4, if you wait on the police, and it jumped up to 18. So, their database coming from this does not include acts of terrorism, as an example, like the attack on the Charlie Hebdo magazine in Paris. They concede, if these were included, we would likely see something much different statistically, as there have been a number of very high-profile terrorist attacks in Europe, some including the use of firearms that are excluded from the current analysis. But in all likelihood, this would only make the case against Obama's claim stronger. The bottom line is that it's unwise to take any one thing and look at it and say, this is definitive. Now, according to PolitiFact, their final ruling on this, Obama said after the church shootings in Charleston that this type of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries. It does not happen with this kind of frequency. The data shows that it clearly happens in other countries, and in at least three of them, there's evidence that the rate of killings in mass shooting events occurred at a higher per capita rate than the United States between 2000 and 2014. They rated the claim as mostly false. They put a little caveat at the bottom of the study from I guess it was yesterday. They wrote, "We heard from several of you regarding Obama's use of the word frequency and that frequency could refer to the incident of mass shootings, not deaths as we examined. Looking at it as a claim by incident, the United States has a higher rate of incidents than Finland, Norway, and Switzerland. We agree that there's no preferred comparison and each is valid, and we've changed some language in this article to reflect that. We also agree that China has a larger population than the United States, a fact we weren't initially clear about, but it's since fixed. That said, we're sticking with our rating of mostly false in large measure because of Obama's claim that this type of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries. That is incorrect. Apparently, the gun grabbers got a little, their fourth point of contact was sore after that came out. Just makes you wonder. It just makes you wonder. I don't wonder about that. I don't wonder about it. One of the guys that's out there that's running for president on the Democratic side of the House, he's decided to make gun control a cornerstone of his candidacy. That's going to be Martin O'Malley, Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. His legacy is smoldering right now in Baltimore. And he kicked off last week a major push in emails to supporters where he declared he was, I'm not going to use the word here, he was angry about what happened in Charleston. I was angry about what happened in Charleston. But, so that's why he's going to make gun control one of the cornerstones. He's angry about what happened in Charleston. Gun control would have had nothing that they tried to do. I'm still up in the air about where did he get the gun. I've heard the father bought it, gave it to him, and I've heard he bought it. And I don't know which one it is. If he bought it, that means he passed the background check when he shouldn't have. If his father bought it and gave it to him, I guess there's my son's first gun that I gave to him. Of course, they didn't have the kind of issues this kid had. So, Governor O'Malley's decided to take it up because he's fearless on the issue. He did it in Maryland, and look what that wrought for him. Right, Baltimore. So we'll be hearing more about that as O'Malley goes along in the candidacy. I don't know where he's polling at. He didn't have enough oomph left when he left office to keep the incoming Republican governor from winning that election. So his hand-picked guy got beat. So go ahead and go after those special interests, Martin. Enjoy that. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771.
800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. When you navigate over that way, the first thing you're going to notice is how many things in the major calibers, how many different selections you have. And the amazing thing about that is if it's on the website, that means it's in stock. So order away. So when you look to the left, when you see that it's in stock, and you look to the left, you see that crazy price. it's for real. It's a real deal. Go check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. Apparently, depending on what state you live in, I remember when G. Gordon Liddy used to have a radio show, he was talking about how he was very well armed, although he couldn't personally own any guns. Mrs. Liddy could. So all of his guns were transferred into the ownership of Mrs. Liddy. I don't know exactly how that was done, whether he was living in D.C. or somewhere around D.C. Somehow or other, he got it to where, and, you know, that's the way it should be. If there is one felon in the house, but two or three people in the house, those other two or three people should be allowed to own a gun, except in California, and now apparently in New Jersey. In New Jersey, once again, they have come up with a way to keep somebody from owning a gun. This time, a two-judge panel found that a Burlington County man, and his name is being withheld due to privacy restrictions, should not be granted a firearms purchaser identification card, which is required under state law, to buy a gun, citing that his constitutional right to own weapons was subject to reasonable limitations. I'm 54, Tonio. Okay, thank you. Anyway. The Burlington County, like I said, they said that his right to own a weapon was subject to reasonable limitations, which means in New Jerseyan that you can't have one. That's a limitation. You can't have one. The court maintained that his possession of firearms in the same home as a convicted felon would allow her access and create an unacceptable threat to public health, safety, and welfare, as reported by the Associated Press. According to the appellate court's decision, a woman who had three prior felony convictions on drug charges and drunk driving was also the subject of a domestic violence complaint in 2011 reported by her husband. Now, I don't know if she was convicted of that. Okay? It does not say if she was convicted of that. That's important. Specifically, the judge found that the man's wife's background raised serious concerns about her living in a house with firearms, even owned by her husband, who states he will keep them locked up and out of her control. The man testified to the court that his wife received help and was no longer drinking, to which the court maintained that her drunk driving conviction stemmed from 2013 and she was subject to relapse. In New Jersey, if you go out and buy a Crossman BB gun, you have to register that bad boy. They do not honor anyone's concealed carry permit in New Jersey, not even the ones that border their state. Ask Shanine Allen about that. And, you know, like we talked about yesterday, Tim Knight, Sean Maloney, a couple of other people, they're going to go meet up with some people in New Jersey, and they're going to throw this stuff underneath a microscope, as they should, as they should. Unfortunately, one of the stepping stones on this will be Carol Baum's death. Because she should not have died. This gentleman, if he's jumping through the hoops, which believe me, that's a lot of hoops he's going to have to jump through to buy a gun. If he's gone out and bought a gun safe, and if he's got gun locks, and, you know, I mean, I've got a gun safe that it's not, it can be broken into. There's no doubt about it, because I didn't spend enough money on a really good gun safe that couldn't be broken into. But it's not going to be broken into in 5 minutes. I mean, it's going to take a moment for them to break into it. The other thing is they can't pick it up and run away with it. Or if they can, they deserve everything that's in it, because it weighs about 750 pounds. Somebody comes through the window and picks it up and runs away with it, I'm just going to watch them fade into the distance. Because they will truly be a bad boy. So, we're going to see what happens with Stephen Sweeney here very shortly. Once they start this, once they kick this off, they will have 90 days to get this together. It'll be interesting. It will be interesting to see how this goes. But once again, they find another way to impose a reasonable limitation on the right to bear arms. Some people have gotten out there. This is coming, I believe, from Reason.com. Am I right about it? I think. Coming from Reason.com. For some reason, they took some umbrage at an article written coming from Think Progress. They find that ironic, since they say that they lack both thought or progress. And they wrote an article called "The Number of People Who Use a Gun in Self-Defense is Pretty Much Negligible," which is pretty wordy for a headline. They felt so strongly about the subject, they used it as the title of the article. So, a guy named Deputy Matt, who writes for them, decided to take a very close look at this. He found that the entire article is based around a timely study from the Violence Policy Center, which is an American nonprofit organization that advocates for gun control. The monopoly of violence being in the hand of the government, by the way, they believe that anything that the government does to you is constitutional. It just is. They can kill you, and that's constitutional. He started looking at their figures, and he decided to go after them altogether. He found that in 2012, that there was documented 263 people, civilians, that used guns in justifiable homicide. That year, the FBI reported 8,855 homicides using a firearm in 2012. Same year that they're using, he decided to use that as well. There were 263 non-law enforcement justifiable homicides with a firearm that year, and 423 by law enforcement. That brought down the total to 8,169. The Violence Policy Center claimed there was 8,342, which if you look at that, that sort of looks like the 263 civilians using guns. They just left that out altogether. That's how they said it didn't work. If you take the law enforcement and the civilian justifiable homicides together, you would find that there's a 12-in-1 for every 12 criminal uses, there's one use, stopping a crime, killing somebody. Okay? That's a lot lower than the 1-in-31 or the 1-in-33 that they claim at the Violence Policy Center. Huge. It's three times lower, the ratio. Or three times better, actually. 3 points that he likes to make, or a few points that he likes to make as he addresses their faulty logic. He says that both the author of this piece and the people at the VPC consistently fail to account for the number of times that a firearm is employed in self-defense, yet the suspect is not killed. That is a gigantic thing, because those numbers are huge. Those numbers are huge. The lowest accepted figure out there is 500,000 times a year. With numbers like the CDC thinks it could be as high as 3 million, which sounds far more likely in this country. Just a little interesting tidbit. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. We're going to talk a little bit about the political fallout we may be seeing, and they may try. We're going to talk about that. Anyway, coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, it's hard to quantify what they are. I mean, when you think about 50 million rounds, how many tractor trailer loads is that? How many pallets is that? That's 42 different calibers, including shotgun ammunition. And that's everything on their website. All those, all the 50 million that they have is listed on their website. If it's on the website, it's in stock. You can order it. Free will, go for it. Save the money, go for it. Bulk ammo, I'm getting ready to buy two new calibers because all of a sudden I need 40 and 45. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. In the wake of the shooting at in the Charleston church, AME church. Two things have come out of this as far as in the retaliation of the supposed claims and the calls for gun control and everything else. And this is it's completely disrespectful to get in this argument. Okay? Let me say that right now. It is disrespectful to make this politicized. However, these guys, the anti-gunners, will move on anything. And I mean, if we're on the lines of in combat and it's Christmas and we've called a ceasefire and all of a sudden the other side starts coming across the line, we have to move against them. One thing that has happened is the revelation that in two predominantly white churches, there have been attempted mass shooting incidents that have been stopped by people with guns. They carried guns into the church. One of them being here in South Carolina, in Spartanburg. Spartanburg, South Carolina. Chuck Wright is the sheriff there. He's actually gotten on national news as saying that everybody should have a concealed carry permit. In 2012, at Southside Free Will Baptist Church in Spartanburg, South Carolina, a guy tried to come into the church with a shotgun, and another guy with a gun stopped him from doing anything. Nobody died. The shotgun wielder didn't get shot. Nobody got shot in the church. That was a good day. Then there's the New Life Church in Colorado Springs, where Gene Assam had to kill the assailant. And Gina Somm was a former law enforcement officer, knew what she was doing, which, that's always good to have, too. Now, a lot of black leaders, of course, have come out for gun control, which I do not understand at all, black America. Black America has a long tradition of taking care of itself with guns, starting with the Deacons for Defense in recent history, where they got out there and... Now, there were a lot of black churches that used to get firebombed by the KKK, and the black ministers had enough of it, and they banded together, and they got some weapons, and when they would see the KKK rolling up in their pick-em-up truck with their Molotov cocktails, they would let loose on them. And that church didn't get firebombed. The effectiveness of a good lethal defense was shown. Apparently, the only one out there is publicizing himself and saying that this is not the way to go, the more gun control thing, is Cam Blanchard, a black man with a gun, friend of mine. He's both a former Marine. Well, both. He's actually, he's many things. He's been many things in his past. He's a former Marine. He's a Christian pastor. He wrote a book called Black Man with a Gun. He's an NRA instructor. He used to be used to work in the Defense Department. He says that biblically it is out of context to call for gun control in a church. If you're going to be the shepherd of a flock, the shepherd had a really big stick. And the shepherd protected the sheep from the wolf and the bear. And the sheep felt safe because the shepherd was armed with that big stick. He says that somehow we've gotten away from that. We make it seem as if the gun is an evil talisman when it's not. It's just another tool. This is coming in contrast not only to Obama, but Representative Donna F. Edwards, a Maryland Democrat who urged Congress to pass gun control bills instead of only having yet another moment of silence. She said, I don't think it's inappropriate for us to talk about what we need to do to get and keep the guns out of hands of people who would commit such a tragedy. How do you know who they are? That's the thing I want all of these people to get out of there and say, of course, we want to keep the hands out of the guns out of the hands of the people that shouldn't have them, that are dangerous and all. Who? How do you identify them? How do you identify them? Are they the 97%, 99 point whatever percent malcontents that want to spend their money on Slim Jims and in the VA system? I know they've been adjudicated that way. And I'm not really sure if even that adjudication sticks, because I think if they were willing to give up their VA benefits, I think the gun control goes away. I think they come off the NICS system, or they have to be taken off the NICS system. So how do you identify who these people are? You don't, is the short answer. The whole goal here is to make it hard for everybody to buy a gun. Just like in New Jersey, where you can be married to a felon and not be able to defend yourself at all. Now, Ken Blanchard's message is gaining much more ground than, say, Donna F. Edwards, who doesn't think it's inappropriate to dance in the blood of the innocents. Okay? She doesn't think that's inappropriate. We need to do something more than a moment of silence. What exactly would you have us do? Do you want to ban guns? Just for once, I wish they would just come out and say, that's what we want to do. We want to ban all guns. Like Karl Rove has come out and said, that's the only way we're going to get rid of this kind of thing. That's not exactly true, however. That's not exactly true. First of all, there's a couple of things you can't legislate. You cannot legislate the nature of man. As long as there's free thought, there's going to be evil. And there's no way really to restrict thought. You can't legislate thought and goals and agendas. Can't do it. You can try to force your way. You can try to force your will. And inevitably, you will meet opposition. Because people are just not built to give in. That's the whole issue with gun control. Gun control is not really controlling anything like a gun. It's controlling human behavior. It's people control. It's trying to say, you can have a gun, but you can't have a gun. Well, you can have a gun if you meet this criteria and this one and this one and this one and this one and this one, like in Washington, D.C. Or you can get out there and say, like Kansas, you can have a gun. And then the only time you get in trouble for having a gun in places like Kansas or Vermont is if you are run against some sort of federal law now, like felons can't have guns. But felons already have guns. We know this. Felons carry guns all over the place. They're not even subject to registration. They're not subject to having a permit, because that would incriminate themselves. They are constitutionally covered. but we're not. And, you know, now, thankfully, Black America, 54% of you think having a gun around the house is a good idea. It is not having a gun. It's two things. Having a gun is not a default position. It means you're going to win. Okay? But it does mean that you have a chance. You have a chance. When this guy opened up in the AME church, I wish I'd been there. Because I bet you I could have saved seven people. I bet you I could have saved seven people. Maybe eight. Because I don't know how fast he was moving. But I could have saved some people. And I would have saved some people. I am not going to sit back and watch a sick, evil individual murder innocent people. Whether they're gun grabbers or not, gun grabbers, I will defend you too. That's not going to happen if I'm in the room. And I don't want people to get out there and say, Bill wishes he was there, so he could have killed that kid. No, I wish I was there so I could have saved some lives. Because I know exactly what goes through you when you shoot somebody. So it's not me sitting back yearning to shoot people. No. It's me looking at something and saying, I could have made a difference if I'd been there or if somebody like me had been there. And that would have been so good. There'd be seven or eight people not burying anybody today. Not having their life flipped upside down today. Coming up next, Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website.